This is Rod Peterson on demand. No.
If you had to lose one item into the fire, what would you rather be, a hot dog or a marshmallow? 80% of people saying they couldn't bear to lose the hot dog.
How about that?
But when a marshmallow's burning, it's on fire, man, that's just a horrible feeling, too.
Right. I know.
And you can't touch it.
You're looking around, and everybody's occupied with their own thing, and you're like, help me, somebody pull it out.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
It is. Hello, everybody. Welcome. We are live and in color, and we're coming to you from the bunker out here in Western Canada. I feel underdressed. For those that are watching and can see that Mike Abou-Meshrig joins us in studio, the 10-year pro Western Mustang Hall of Famer. How you doing, Abou?
Oh, fantastic. Well, life is great.
It is. Me too.
It is. It's so good.
I hope it's good for everybody else, too, and I hope you're ready to talk sports on this program for the next 2 hours. Mike Abou-Meshrig will be with us in hour one. And, we're breaking with tradition. No Darren DuPont here in the warm-up segment because Abou's here. He's royalty. We've only got him for an hour. We wanted to give him the most time possible. But he's not the only one. What?
That's funny. My coaches used to call me princess as well. That's royalty, right?
Royalty. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, former Ottawa Renegade, Winnipeg Blue Bomber, and Saskatchewan Rough Rider, Mike Abou-Meshrig with us here today. Okay, also coming up on the program from TSN 1260 Edmonton, Dustin Nielsen, Matt Dunstone, the talk of the curling world from Team Dunstone, coming off the big win in the Saskatchewan Super Series on the weekend for Vaterstad and Caledon Leasing. He'll be with us to talk about that and what's upcoming this weekend as well on the men's curling scene. And our director of scouting, Craig Smith, two-time Grey Cup champion. Craig Smith is going to be with us to talk about Week 7 in the National Football League. And I'll say this before I get to the Quick Six show topics. Silly me, Abou. Sometimes when my head hits the pillow at night, I think, what in the world am I going to talk about tomorrow? And I don't know why, because I always wake up the next morning and there's a plethora of things to talk about that are new.
We've been doing this for a decade now, or more than that.
Fair enough. I should have known by now.
Oh, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about nothing. That's what the show's about.
And
it's like
works.
Seinfeld.
It's the Seinfeld of sports. Yep. And we are also the Golden Corral of sports talk. A little something for everybody.
Is that
so
like
let's go.
Pony Corral?
Different. Golden Corral. Quick Six show topics. Let's hit him, Jordan. Director Jordan. Thank you. Number one. Game one of the World Series, the L.A. Dodgers spanked the Tampa Bay Rays 8-3 last night in Arlington, Texas. I didn't watch it. We were out for a family supper last night, so I'll have to take your word for it, but it looks like the Dodgers barely broke a sweat in game one, and it has led to our poll question today for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. It is, who are you cheering for in the World Series, the Los Angeles Dodgers or the Tampa Bay Rays? L.A. already up 1-0. You be thinking about it, Abou, who you're cheering for. So far, the majority is cheering for the Dodgers. The big money Dodgers against the small ball, money ball Rays. It's interesting that the underdog is not leading that poll, but I'm cheering for the Dodgers. Point two, Knuckles tweet. Bob Irving, the Hall of Fame voice of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, tweeting this last night. I quote, out of Winnipeg. The Ambrosi cheap shotters looking for a CFL plan, allow me, and it's pretty simple. Hope like hell that COVID is gone, that fans can return to the stadiums, and that players will be reasonable in reducing costs. That's it. That's the plan. Seriously, what else is there? Think about that for a second, and I would say if that's the plan, that's not much of a plan. And what's new today is Dave Naylor went on TSN Radio in Vancouver, TSN 1040, and Naylor said, if there's no season in 2021, it's being considered mothballing the CFL. I don't even know what that means, really. You're the business guy. We'll get into that. Point three, the Blackhawks announced that they're in a rebuild. The Chicago Blackhawks sent a letter to their season ticket holders. And GM Stan Bowman said, we are in a rebuild, and the players are upset. I would hope Stan Bowman saying, guys, I put three rings on your finger. If you don't like it, there's the door. Point four, should the Dolphins start Tua? They got a bye this week, but then who do they got the next week? Doesn't matter. We're talking about week eight. Should they be starting Tua?
It'll change whoever the schedule is.
They're winning. They're 3-3 with 38-year-old Ryan Fitzpatrick. I'm just going to stop here for a second because he's the football guy. Why are they going with a raw rookie?
Answer now?
Yes.
I don't know. They brought in Fitzpatrick and they brought in Tua to learn behind Fitzpatrick. They're making the you got a plan, stick to the plan. You know, they're doing well. Yeah, maybe Tua will do well, but look at what's going on in Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers took over for Brett Favre. Now they got this other kid coming in.
Seems to be going okay.
You know, look what they did with any six. Look at the Calgary Stampeders. Go back to Flutie, Garcia.
A succession plan.
That other
yes.
guy, the next guy. The guy that came after
all the
that.
Good guys?
What's his face that's there now? You know him.
Bo.
It's been so long, I forget.
Cobra Kai!
I got to go back and find these
Cobra
names.
Kai Mitchell, we're calling him.
Yeah, you know, they're doing it in San Diego. They did it in San Diego. It's probably one of the best guys in the NFL. Shoot, number five.
Phillip Rivers? Doug Flutie? How far back are we going with the San Diego
Chargers? Beginning of the season. Man, my brain's not working right now.
T-Mobile.
Anyways, they move on to the young guy too soon. And they throw him in the... There's a fine line between throwing a guy in the deep end and teaching him how to swim and letting him look at someone and watch this guy swim before throwing in the deep end to know how to swim. And I think they just pulled the trigger way too early with Tua. Not only physically, but physically maybe, but mentally too. The quarterback position is different. CFL, NFL. It's a lot more, well, maybe offensive line too, but you can make up for that in just beating up people. The quarterback position is mental. The more time you have off the field is better. And Regina Minor Football, I don't know what's like in the West, rest of the West, but Regina Minor Football this year, they didn't get to play that many games. And the Cardinals, what's up, Chris Johns? Shout out to the Cardinals. They did awesome. They learned the game. Last year was their first year. They had 5 days to figure out what a hut was, and then they're playing games. They get to learn. They get to sit there. If I had a football team, I wouldn't even have a football involved for the first month or two, you know? And that's you're seeing it in the progress of the mighty, mighty RMF Cardinals, and that translates up
so
to the quarterback position in the NFL.
So you're saying to scale, yeah. Yeah. National Football League, no different than Regina Minor Football at Mighty Mites Division.
You're talking the same thing, learning a game.
It's crazy. I agree with him.
That's it. I'm done.
That's not supposed to happen. But I don't know. I've been following the Dolphins pretty closely, particularly since our good friend Sam McGuavin signed down there. Abu, they've been to hell and back in the Brian Flores regime. You're winning now.
Well, you just said,
why do you want to tweak it?
The Blackhawks, they're building a winner, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what Miami's been doing. They got a great tight end. They got building a defense. They got all the draft picks still in the hopper. They're building this thing. They're not there yet. I don't know why they're throwing Tua in. Maybe he's, even if he's not ready, even if he's at par with Fitzmagic, you know, sit him.
I've seen all these articles explaining why. I get up like a paragraph or two in why they're going with Tua, and it's basically that Ryan Fitzpatrick is just a placeholder for Tua, and he knew it, so now they feel Tua's ready to go. Trust our coaching staff that they know what they're doing, and they're going to give the ball to Tua.
Tell Tony Romo a placeholder is just a placeholder when he fumbled that snap a few. I know you're a Cowboys fan.
Don't remind me.
What happened the next year? They got a real placeholder, not a quarterback. And that's what you need. You need someone to hold the play so that this guy can learn.
I think he should just hold it a little longer, that's all.
He's doing well.
Because it's going fine. Thank you. It's scary that we're agreeing today. Can we put the comment up from Trent in Norway? Norway's watching where it is 6:09 p.m. evening in Norway. Trent says, Norway calling, Mr. Kershaw did his job with the Dodgers last night. Will Big Bucks win over a budget-led team? What does it say? The best team always wins regardless of budget. The CFL needs to have all their plans in place and they must speak freely without fear of fines. Europe is opening up a little more for fans attending Champions League soccer this week, but UEFA's rules are harsher than some countries. Stay well, everyone. There's the report from Norway today. I feel a lot more with it.
The Champions League is this week, man. Big stuff. Teams going across borders to play other teams in other places.
I saw Manchester United won their first game. That's as far as I'm willing to go on that.
They did?
It's what I saw in the highlights. Trust me, I wasn't paying that close of attention.
Yeah.
Charity starts at home. Let's do some hockey highlights, junior hockey highlights instead of soccer.
They did. Last minute win.
0.5. I'll split between two NFL things. I just saw it this morning on Sportsnet, and I thought DuPont was going to be sitting there. They're saying Mike Vrabel's the best head coach in the National Football League. There's that.
He's a Belichick.
You think he might be?
He's a Belichick guy. 10 years from now, we could be saying, oh, yeah, all right. There's Belichick's gone.
But it's still Bill, right?
Yeah, but he's a disciple, right?
Right. But they're saying who's the best coach in the NFL right now? Maybe it's Bruce Arians, by the way, because they're winning more in Tampa than the Patriots are currently. What?
Yeah, like coaches are – I don't know how the coaches on the most talented teams win coach of the year, you know. It's kind of like most valuable player. It's not – in the CFL, I love that. It's called most outstanding player. The best coaches, you got to look down at the bottom of the
– Who's coming up?
Cleveland. They're doing a really good job of putting together
– It's week 7. Talk about overreaction Wednesday. That Vrabel's the best coach, or Kevin Stefanski in Cleveland could be the coach of the
year. Belichick's still got it, man.
Until there's a reason not to.
He's got chicken feathers and chicken feet, and he's making soup out of it.
For the most part, yes. Drew Koser writes in. He talks about his Powder Butte Storm Junior hockey program. He says, Rod, we are 1-0 in preseason, and we play this Saturday again. Then the regular season starts in a couple of weeks. Powder Butte Storm. Way to go, Drew.
I can just
keep it going.
I can see someone in Toronto watching this show. Oh, my goodness. Everyone's going to die.
Why?
Because the people are actually doing things out here. You talk to anyone in Toronto. Hello, Toronto. All my friends, family back home.
It's shut down. It's still shut down.
I don't even know what. It's like they're living on Mars. It's a different world.
Are they upset about it?
Not enough to come visit us in Saskatchewan. Not that we'd
not enough to get on a plane and
not enough to jump in a car for 20 hours and get here and live a normal life. But
the other split off offshoot of 0.5 was simply the Dallas Cowboys, the players coming out and saying that the coaching staff under Mike McCarthy are unprepared, totally unprepared. Stop blaming the coaches, guys. Go out and play ball. Stop it. And simply 0.6, it's CFL Sim Game Day. Winning the vote for Canada's Game of the Week on our Twitter poll yesterday was Hamilton at Saskatchewan. We'll be broadcasting it tonight, our eSports Gaming League for the Canadian Football League. Hamilton at Saskatchewan tonight, 7 p.m. Mountain. So back to all of this. I'm interested because you know that our show is emanating out of Toronto, the Game Plus studios, right? So yeah, they're probably all perked up to know that this guy grew up a 5-minute bike ride from Skydome. On the, 54th floor of the high-rise? What floor were you on?
That's 24th.
24th. I knew there was a 4 in there.
Yeah.
With regards to the CFL, if you saw any, I know you're not a huge Twitter guy, but if you saw any of Dunk's report yesterday, he said that the CFL wants to put it out there. They're positive about a season. They want to get confidence that there's going to be a season. And then on the flip side, you hear this out of Toronto that the whole city's locked down, and I wonder why on earth would we think that we're going to have crowds enough to have a season next year across this land?
Well, not across this land, across our land from
sea to shining sea?
From Hudson's Bay to the...
To the waters.
No, to the Rocky Mountains. From the Rockies to Hudson Bay. Not Hudson's Bay, Hudson Bay.
Yeah.
Western Canada.
That's our Canada.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, the Champions League, you look at the NFL, they're having a few people come in the doors, but I honestly forgot what the question was. It had to do attendance in the CFL.
Are we going to get large gatherings? Okay, so
we've never had a big attendance in the CFL in Toronto, so what's the big deal? They call it social distancing. They'll still sell all the tickets. You'll still only sell 500 and call it social distancing, whatever you want to call it. Nobody cares in Toronto anyways.
And
boom, what?
Sad but true.
Yeah.
But so Colin in Ottawa says, we're obedient here in Puritan, Ontario, Rod. No tailgating for us, and you have to buy your booze at government-mandated monopolies.
And that's why I can't really, I love Toronto from Toronto. I even say it right. I don't say Toronto.
I do.
I know. I say Saskatchewan, too, not Saskatchewan. I blend in.
You've lived here long enough, yes.
But yeah, Toronto and New York City, they have a very different reality. A lot of the population base is just bigger. You see more people on a daily basis. You pass more people and touch more things and go in elevators and things like that. We don't have that kind of lifestyle out here. And that's why I say anyone that's listening in Toronto probably can't even comprehend that that you know the WHL starting up, Saskatchewan SJHL is has been playing already, you know, because folks in Toronto, they're not going out again. They're staying. They're locked up. They're locked in. And that's why it's a very different reality out here for us. I'm trying to explain that to my friends and family back home. It's like explaining a Black Lives Movement to someone that doesn't want to understand a Black Lives Movement. It's
yeah.
Like talking about, if you don't understand it, you don't understand.
Can I ask you this, though? Where are they on sport? I'm talking about your Eastern friends, your big city Eastern friends, because you've heard it a lot. I have. It's just sports. It's not important. But out here, we're starting to hear from the leagues that, hey, the provinces, the health officials realize it's important that we play, and these teams are important in their communities, and that's why we're going to play.
Hear me now. But our leagues out here are the WHL, the SJHL, and the CFL to a degree that we don't have to worry about for another year. The teams in the leagues in Toronto are Major League Baseball, which they're playing already. They were playing in Buffalo. Hockey, which they've already done with bubbles. NFL, which they're doing. And basketball, which they did in a bubble. It's already done. If they don't have to play, they've already got contingent plans. They're not worried about those big name billion dollar sports. We are worried about the smaller leagues. This is the CFL, the WHL. But we don't have. Well, it's like going into a Walmart here. Everyone's got their stuff covered, and everyone's still wearing masks because head office at Walmart is in Toronto, and so everyone's doing the same thing across country. And I think it's a good thing, and I think we should keep doing it. I'm not suggesting we should stop any of this, but it's working, and you know ours is the model, right?
Working, slowing down the spread of the virus until a vaccine is found. That's define working. That's what's working.
You know what? I was in 95 with the Western Mustangs. We went to Japan to play a football game. We went on public transit there. Everyone had a mask on. This is 25 years ago. 25. Holy shit. Everyone was wearing a mask, you know, because there are so many people. Everyone was on top of each other. Everyone's there. We don't have that problem here. Still, doctor's offices where everyone's sick. Public transit, I think that makes, and restaurants, I think that makes sense. If you're at those places, we probably should be wearing a mask anyways. I don't want to get COVID. I don't want to get the flu. I don't want to catch your herpes or whatever kind of crap that waitress at Earl's is going to have.
Most people would be upset with that comment. I laugh at it. Right. Continue.
So it just kind of makes sense. I don't know where we're going.
Well, but the point was, do people in Eastern Ontario feel sports is important because people out here in Western Canada feel that it is? Hang on. We'll take a timeout. This has been the warm-up. Mike Abou-Meshrick is sticking with us. On the way today, Dustin Nielsen from TSN 1260 Edmonton, Maddie Dunstone from Team Dunstone, and our director of scouting, Craig Smith. You are watching the RP Show, Canada's daytime sports talk show, continues after this break on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back. That was from the movie Old School, by the way. If you remember.
Earmuffs.
Earmuffs. Just ahead of TSN 1260's Dustin Nielsen, who they tell me is loaded up and ready to go. We were talking about the CFL discussion. We got a CFL guy here in Mike Abou-Meshrick, 10 years in the league and a Grey Cup champion. And Dave Naylor's report this morning on Vancouver Radio that if there is no CFL season in 2021, they're going to mothball the league, or they're talking about that. I don't necessarily know what that believes or what that means. We were talking. I can't think it's anything but bad. But we were saying, where do they come up with the revenue with pay-per-view or selling TV rights and all the rest? Throw on your headphones if you don't mind, Abou. You can jump in on this discussion as we go to Edmonton now. A CFL on TSN guy, morning man from TSN 1260 Radio, Dustin Nielsen, joins us. How you doing, Dustin?
Hey, I'm doing fine, man. Thanks for having me back.
If you don't mind, I don't know. Well, I got an idea how much CFL talk you do on your show up there, and doesn't compare to the Oilers, but I know you're following the CFL very closely, and it seems like a pretty volatile week. How do you feel about what we're hearing?
Yeah, well, I'm with you on the mothball term. Like, I've never heard anything good come from a term like that. So I don't think we use that very often. It's interesting. It's tough. It's tough to, you know, keep that conversation going in this market when, you know, you see every single other league essentially finding a way to get things done, and the Canadian Football League was unable to do it. So, you know, we try to keep it in the conversation, but right now a lot of people don't even want to have that, to be honest with you. And, you know, I have a hard time believing they can't get the 2021 season in. Like, I'm a positive guy. I'm an optimistic guy, and I have a feeling that, you know, by the time this season is supposed to begin, we'll at least be able to have, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 fans in outdoor stadiums in this country. Fingers crossed. Like, I'm hoping. I'm trying to view it like that. And so my opinion right now is based on what they can do with 4,000 to 5,000 possibly in attendance, depending on, you know, the different stadiums and things and different restrictions maybe across the country. So I'm trying to stay positive right now, but I'll be honest, man, it's a difficult thing to do.
I'm with you, but we're out here in Western Canada, born and raised, where we can swing our arms, you know, and not hit anybody. Johnny Toronto's here, Abu, big city guy, and he
fell off of a turnip.
Yeah, pull your mic up and tell Dustin what you were saying about the large cities and how they're on top of each other. This league can't play unless something changes in this country.
Yeah, we're coast to coast on this show, but we're very much situated in Western Canada, and there's different pockets. Actually, my question to you is, what's the temperature like in Edmonton with the COVID? I know the NHL bubble was there, but if they did open that up, you think they would have gotten 4,000 or 5,000, 10,000 people there? Are people willing to go out there? And I'll just say, I've been to back and forth to Calgary. And I tried to get together with some friends, and they just weren't having it. They weren't going out. They weren't getting together. What's it like in Edmonton?
Yeah, it's kind of the same here. I mean, I think a lot of people are moving around. Like, our kids are back in sports again. Some kids are back in school. Other kids are still at home doing, you know, homeschooling. That's still an option here as well. It would be interesting to see, like, if they say, for example, if the Eskimos were playing, well, not the Eskimos, the Edmonton football team was playing the Calgary Stampeders tonight, and they said fans can come, but there can only be 10,000 of you in Commonwealth. Would we put 10,000 in there? Oh, man, I don't even know if I have an answer to that, to be honest with you. I think we put 3,000 or 4,000 in there for sure right now. Maybe 10,000. I mean, this is a big, big city. It's a big market, and there's a lot of people who kind of continue to go on about their lives right now. So, you know, and it's weird because I think this is probably for everybody in the country. When COVID first hit, there was like 30 cases and everybody was staying home and they shut everything down. And now there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cases, and we're trying to operate, you know, semi-normally with obviously certain restrictions in place and washing your hands, a sanitizer everywhere, and limited number of people. So, you know, I feel like the sense of urgency should be greater now than it was when it first came, and it's not. And it's kind of like we're just adjusting to, hey, this is the way of life right now. And if it continues to do that, even without a vaccine, by the spring, depending on what the governments have to say, I mean, there could be a situation here where, you know, and I know they talked about this to try to get the 2020 season in, and that was to have teams from the East kind of buddy up here in the West, where you might be able to do a little bit more of it. And maybe that comes back to a conversation once again.
Oh, but it was so many things to get to, Dustin. I don't think that we're going to have enough time, but I was just on the radio this morning with your colleagues, if you will, in Winnipeg, Troy Westwood and Jim Toth. And they said, how confident are you that the NHL will start on January 1st? And I said, if Gary Bettman said it the night of the first round of the draft, he wasn't fooling. I believe they will start January 1st, unless you know something I don't. Why would he say that if that wasn't what they were leaning towards?
Yeah, Gary Bettman's usually a guy who follows up on things. Like, he's not going to say something unless he thinks it's actually possible. With that being said, I don't think they're playing hockey on January 1st. And the reason would be, you're going to ask all these guys, and, you know, many of them haven't played for a long time, so they'll probably go wherever, but you're going to ask them to come to be a training camp in preseason during the holidays. Like, I just don't know if that's going to fly. Plus, the World Juniors are going to have a huge spotlight as well. To me, I see teams are, and he could spin it this way if he wanted. Teams start reporting on January 1st, January 2nd, January 3rd. You have a preseason for a couple of weeks in a training camp, and then maybe you're dropping the puck, you know, January 20th or just before the beginning of February. That way he can say, you know, they kind of got going again on January 1st, allowed everybody to still be at home for the holidays, and then, you know, still try to jam in as many games as you possibly can, likely before the Olympics begin, if, of course, the Olympics begin. So, yeah, we'll see. I have a hard time buying January 1st. I think it's going to be just a little bit later.
Abu, you jump in anytime, but I'll tell you what, Dustin, seven teams, including all three in California, the Sharks, Kings, and Ducks, haven't played since March 12th. They've had enough family time. I don't think they're worried about Christmas. I think if they have an opportunity to get into camp, they're going to be going. If there's other reasons than that that they don't play, fine. But if it's a little later, I'm okay with that. But here's another one for you. Some of our viewers are writing in about the concept of the CFL missing two seasons. I'm starting to hear this from a lot of football guys in the States that, how come you guys couldn't figure it out up there? Like, how bad does it make the CFL look that they couldn't play when a lot of the other leagues did?
Yeah, it's just frustrating. As a fan of the league and as a guy who works in the league, you know, it's frustrating that you see everything else still going on in some way, shape, or form, and they weren't able to get it done. And I think that probably comes back around to proper planning, and the Canadian Football League just didn't have that in place, which is frustrating. But with that being said, what would be even worse, Rod, is if you can't have something in place come May. Like, you've got all your focus should be on right now is, and nothing against, you know, fake Grey Cup week that you know, they're going to try to push through here and try to get back in that spotlight. That's great, and that's fine, and that'll get some eyes on the league for sure. With that being said, the most important thing here is to get a proper CBA put in place, figure out exactly what you're, at least have two or three plans for what you're going to be able to execute with people in or out of stadiums and how you can make it work. You cannot, when no other league, I mean, and yes, leagues make adjustments, but the majority of leagues that we all care about, and we all have a spotlight on, when they find a way to get it done, even in the toughest times, if the Canadian Football League can't get it done in the second year, then that's, to be honest with you, it's embarrassing for all of us. It really is. So, you know, hopefully they're working on focused on next season, and that's where all the effort should be going right now, because you can't roll around here in March again and be like, still working on that CBA. Like, you just can't have that happen. You need to be prepared, and you need to have plan A, B, C, D, E, F, and G.
Yeah, virtual Grey Cup is what I'm told they're about to roll out. Or what do you call it, fake Grey Cup? I think it's virtual Grey Cup.
Well, like, they're gonna have a Grey Cup week, and I think they're trying to have, you know, some sort of halftime kind of performance that will be on our network. So they're trying to get the spotlight, and I think sort of you're right, like virtual, like sort of treat it like it's Grey Cup week. And that, look, that's great. That'll be fun. That'll give us a little something to talk about. With that being said, how much are you putting into that could be going towards being focused on getting back properly next year? And I think it's just a matter of, you know, juggling your priorities properly. And I just hope for the future of this league and all the players and all the broadcasters and all the fans that they have something in place for the spring.
Fair. Well, I think that, you know, people need to realize what people's roles are. For instance, Jeremy O'Day was on the radio here, the general manager of the Rough Riders, yesterday, saying that he fully intends to have a season for 2021. And people were sending that to me. And I'm like, with all due respect, Jeremy's job isn't to get the CFL on the field next year. His job's to have a competitive team whenever they do get onto the field, right? And in the CFL head office, the marketing people can do the virtual Grey Cup. It's the owners, the governors, and the commissioner that need to get onto the field. That is their job. And I would think they know that. But where are you on the threats, if you will, and the fines from Randy Ambrosi if information gets out relating to 2021? What are your thoughts on that? Because
people don't like it. Yeah, I understand how you would want to keep things, you know, pretty close to the vest. But with that being said, I mean, I think any sort of discussion for this league is a positive discussion. So if something leaks out of Toronto, then you know what? Even if it's just one segment on our show, we're going to talk about it. If, you know, you guys are going to talk about it, people across this country who love the Canadian Football League are going to talk about it. If you completely lock everything down and there's nothing to talk about, whether it's good or bad, I just feel like you're kind of just hammering in another death blow for the buzz that a lot of us are trying to keep going for the Canadian Football League. So, you know, I don't love it. I know a lot of people don't like it. I just wish things ran a little bit smoother, and I think that's what they need to have moving forward.
Any buzz at all on the World Juniors? I'll be honest with you, a lot of folks talking about it down here. It's going to be in your backyard at Rogers Place, but I know there's other things they talk about in Edmonton. Are you hearing much about the World Juniors?
You know, there's going to start to be a buzz right now. I mean, it's October, the tournament's over 2 months away. But I'm sure once camp opens up and they start to kind of project a little bit more and we actually get to see some of these guys, whether it just be on highlights on TSN or anything along those lines, you know, I'm sure that buzz will definitely pick up. But, yeah, I mean, the same thing we talked about, Rod, when I was on your show in the past with with the National Hockey League bubble here. I mean, it was all fenced off, and it's going to be a little bit different. It's not all going to be fenced off down there for the World Junior bubble. But, you know, I'm sure once the tournament actually begins, there's usually a ton of buzz for it anyway. And no matter where it's going to be, there will be a little bit of buzz here for sure.
Cool. One of our viewers wrote in and asked who you're taking with your first round pick in the GOAT draft today. Do you want to explain that? They know about it, Dustin. They know about it.
Yeah, we did that draft on my show this morning. We drafted the greatest of all time in sports, and I had the first overall pick, so I drafted Wayne Gretzky. Obviously, in this market, when you're pandering for votes, you're going to take Wayne Gretzky here, and it's working. I've got like 70% of the vote last time I checked. I got Wayne Gretzky, Tiger Woods, Michael Phelps, LeBron James, Tony Hawk, George St. Pierre, Scotty Bowman, the Philly Fanatic, Vin Scully, and Haley Wickenheiser. There, that's my lineup, and it's really running away with it right now, man.
Was that an all-Oilers first round?
No, it went Wayne Gretzky, Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan, and I believe Serena Williams.
Wow, cool. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Dustin, we'll let you go. Always fun, my man. Stay in touch and stay safe up there, and I appreciate the time today.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Have a good show.
TSN 1260 Edmonton's Dustin Nielsen joining us from the CFL on TSN. Carlos Legena is watching in Indianapolis, and he says, virtual Grey Cup, isn't that the CFL Sims final game? That would be great if we could morph our final game of our esports league with the Canadian Football League head office and have that part of their Grey Cup plans that they come. But who knows? We just do our thing. But thanks for reminding me to remind all our viewers. Tonight, 7 p.m., Hamilton at Saskatchewan. On the Facebook Live channel, The Rod Peterson Show. Can't wait. 6-10 Hamilton at 9-7 Saskatchewan. Abu, another thought, by the way, and it's going to be you and me until the top of the hour, but the CFL doesn't want the leaks. They don't, I don't think, want to be talked about. From what? That's the sense that I get. I'll say this. In the recovery world, there's memes out there. We say, what you're complaining about, somebody else is praying for. So, point being, the NLL, Edmonton was the home of the Rush. They now reside in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. But the NLL pulled a pin on their season. Do you hear any talk? Who's pushing? Who is the commissioner of the NLL? I know, but do you? Nobody's even asking about them. But everybody's on the butt of Randy Ambrosi wanting an update. But nobody's asking the NLL. I bet the NLL would love to have what the CFL doesn't want right now.
Absolutely. And that's what the CFL has done for decades. They go and they hide in the off season. Our season's not on. We don't want to be in. Why? That's the time to hit it hard. Especially now without a season. The CFL should be on every. I mean, I'm not talking about those games are on all day and night. Of
the replays?
The replays. Like, enough is enough. Like, how many times do you need to see the same game over the last 7 months? But they need to be in the media. They need to be talking about things. They need to be doing things. And putting anything under the table is ridiculous. It makes no sense at all.
Just before we break, a viewer in Ottawa, Jacques Dupuis, writes in and he says, why is the Sim game on Wednesday? Usually it's on a Thursday. Well, we had a COVID outbreak on one of our Sim teams. I'm joking.
Dupuis.
The studio tomorrow night is booked for another show. A news show that we do in real time with Costa Marigus. And on Friday, our VP of Sim Events, Nelson Hackowich, is headed out of town. So the only night we could do it is tonight, 7 p.m., Hamilton at Saskatchewan. Be there or be square. Back with more with Mike Abou-Meshrick after this. Load them up. Get the text line going wherever you're watching across North America. Fire them at us right now, 306-840-8777. It's on the screen. Or tweet us, Facebook us, whatever you want. Sports update coming up, too, and viewer takeover. It's the RP Show. You're watching across North America on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
We're here. I'm underdressed. Abu's in work clothes, and I'm in my work clothes. But before we get to the sports update, Bruno Kempen's watching. He says, hi. Great show from Hinton, Alberta. Hello, Bruno. nice part of the world, Hinton, Alberta. I got a story about Hinton, Alberta, where we ran out of gas. I was driving with Prince Albert Raiders assistant coach and former New York Islander Rod Dahlman. He ran out of gas in his Jeep Wagoneer that he'd bought in Prince George. And for some reason, I was pushing. And he was driving his car. He ran out of gas.
It's a great story.
It happened in Hinton, Alberta. Sports update. Clayton Kershaw dominated for six innings. Cody Bellinger and Mookie Betts homered in the Dodgers. Chased a wild Tyler Glasnow in the fifth inning for an 8-3 win in Game 1 of the World Series. Toronto Raptors coach Nick Nurse won't have longtime assistant Nate Bjorkgren on his staff next season. The Indiana Pacers announced today that they have hired Bjorkgren as their new head coach. The NFL's New Orleans Saints will start having fans in the stands for home games after the mayor agreed with the team on a phased plan starting Sunday against Carolina. The plan will start with 3,000 tickets for Sunday's game, increasing to 6,000 fans for November games with San Fran and Atlanta, and up to 15,000 in December for games against KC and Minnesota, barring any changes in local health and safety guidelines. And team Tracy Fleury has brought on veteran skip Sherry Madaw to serve as coach of the Winnipeg-based team. Fleury is ranked third in the world, but is still looking for her first national women's title. Madaw is a four-time bronze medalist at the Scotties, has plenty of big game experience. She competed in the Olympic trials on three occasions, reaching the 2013 final before falling to Jennifer Jones. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room. They're now booking for your office Christmas party. We can handle all your food and fun needs. Visit ballersrecroom.com. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. Coming up on the show today, Matt Dunstone, speaking of curling, and Craig Smith. They'll be with us in hour two. But we've got 10-year CFL veteran Mike Abomeshwick with us here in the bunker. We've been talking about all kinds of things here. Just to the text line, Metal Shingle Guy writes in and he says, mothball the league? Jeremy O'Day, the GM of Saskatchewan, said 2021 is their goal yesterday, but really didn't sound convincing. Merge with the XFL or die. See XFL 2022. That's from Metal Shingle Guy. And from Trana. Did I say it right? No. Trana?
No, you can't say it right.
Ray from Toronto. Ray from the 416 writes in and says, unfortunately, Abu is right about Toronto. So, I'm so sick of thinking about this stuff, and I don't really have a stake in it. Imagine being Randy Ambrosi or Gary Bettman or Roger Goodell. That New Orleans story, you heard it. They do have a roof over their stadium, by the way, in New Orleans. It's not an open-air facility, if that means anything to you.
No, it doesn't.
So, pull that mic in. You need to talk into it.
Oh.
So with regards to that, I know you got thoughts here. Nelson Hakowicz writes in. He says, a small fraction of people pay attention to the CEBL. Mm-hmm. That's the Canadian Elite Basketball League, of which the Edmonton Stingers are defending champs. Or the Canadian Premier League. But everyone and their dog gives the CFL the old, if they could do it, why can't you? In a way, it's apples and oranges, but you have thoughts on all of this. So go. You're the guest.
It is apples and oranges. You know, the CFL is different than the Canadian Premier League. CFL is it's unique to the NFL and the major leagues.
It's unique to pro sports.
Right, because they don't have the billions of dollars there, right? But what I was saying to you off there is is the Canadian Soccer League has nothing. It's just a bunch of guys with a great idea that hope it turns into the MLS. It's the MLS of 20 years ago. The U.S. used to suck at soccer. They came up with the MLS, a place for the plumbers and carpenters to play, and now the U.S. is a world power. That's what Canada's doing. They got plumbers and carpenters now getting paid $500 a game, like the CFL started, and so now that can be their profession. There's no money in the soccer league, but they made it happen.
Played in 2020,
you mean? Played in 2020.
Yeah, in a bubble, a couple of weeks.
They made something happen, and I watched it on TV. There is something there in the CFL.
It was on the CBC, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something there. The CFL has been around for 100 years or whatever. There's something there. People love it. It's gone through a bunch of different changes and metamorphoses and teams dropping out. And there is something there. The CFL will not be mothballed. You know, I love Darren Naylor. Love, like,
David Naylor.
I'm thinking about the other guy that I want to talk about too. Naylor's job is to actually, I called Darren Dustin. Dustin's a great guy. Naylor's a great dude. Great dude.
Everybody's great dudes.
Their
yeah,
job
I got
is,
it.
You're okay too. Your job is to talk about the CFL. When nothing's happening, your job is to talk about the CFL. How do you talk about nothing happening? You talk about nothing. So he's invented something. Well, what if my grandma grew balls? Well, then she'd be my grandpa, right?
That's my line. Continue. Sorry to interrupt.
Family program. I don't know. What were we talking about again?
Graphics. Sorry to interrupt your train of thought. Some teams getting back and some teams not.
Their job is to talk about something. The CFL is going to be there. What's it going to look like? I don't know. I imagine it's going to be something like the NFL, where in Saskatchewan we have 5,000 fans or 15,000 fans.
And, by next year?
And Toronto they have...
In next year?
Yeah. Yeah, I think Dustin had it right. I think by the spring, people are going to be sick of this mask and all this other stuff and realize that if you have COVID, you're not dying. You're just sick. Actually, you're not even sick. You just have COVID. I didn't say anything controversial there. I'm saying if you have COVID, it doesn't mean you're sick. It just means you have COVID. Dun, dun, dun. If you think that's controversial, man, you're the problem.
I don't. I'm just saying I've been right. saying that for a month, and you should see the hate mail I've been getting.
And I don't care. I don't look at Twitter. but that and that's the thing, and that's the fear that's in Toronto. It's real. It's real. That we maybe don't have as much of out here in the West. But as long as there's something, as long as there's a product, the CFL is something, there will be a product. If there's no one in Toronto, like we said, we might buy every ticket in the section and put up a Mike Abumashrag at IG Personal Private Wealth or whatever the heck my business is called, and just have my picture in the background.
Sell it, you're saying.
Then,
sell it.
And then
sell the name of the divisions, you said.
You're selling the tickets. Who cares? Yeah. Rod Peterson now gets the next section, and you put a big, your face, the Rod Peterson show.
You said the Rogers East Division and the Scotiabank West Division.
And right. And well, you know what sponsorship. You know about marketing. What is your podcast tonight, is it sponsored?
No, we're not allowed to, but that's a different matter.
Well, that's stupid, but
anyways, yeah, we're not allowed to.
It should be, you know. And so maybe it's not the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Maybe it's the Rogers Rough, or out here it'd be the Scotiabank Rough Riders. Maybe it's the, the Rogers Argonauts or something yeah. like that. I don't know, but there's something there.
Just before we break and come back with viewer takeover, guys, can you put up the comment from Costa Marigas, the legendary CBC News anchor that now hosts his own show along this similar feed out of this studio? He says, what? My show has bumped Sim football? I have a football angle for you on the show, though, chatting with Matt Dominguez, now living in Texas, sharing his on-the-ground view of the sometimes bizarre U.S. election campaign. Well, that'll be interesting.
That's
the former New York Jet, Denver Bronco, and Saskatchewan Rough Rider Matt Dominguez, tomorrow night, 7 p.m., cost in real time with Costa Marigas. Look it up.
How do we find it?
On Facebook Live. I just said, look it up. When we come back, viewer takeover, we're going to take your questions, me and Abu. Hang on. It's the RP Show on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to this show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you. Unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
It's our viewer takeover segment and our last one with Mike Abumashrag. I got a key point I want to get to Abu, but just a couple comments from our viewers, because it is viewer takeover, from magician Richie Roy. He writes in and he says, COVID-19 brought out the fun police and killed almost everything social. CFL Game Day was as much a social event as it was a sporting event. Sure, and that's what I miss. Nelson Hakowicz says the CFL needs to do exactly that. Take a page out of soccer's book and sell themselves out. Everything in soccer has a sponsor. Look at NASCAR, my favorite example. They started with no fans in the stands, but they were finding a way to do it.
I feel like Nelson's being facetious there.
No, he's not. Right. He's sell yourself out. Sell your souls.
If you want, if it means playing and not playing.
That's what he's saying. But my question to you, because he's a business guy, folks, 10 years in the CFL, but now he's in business, financial planner, actually, even better. if you're a CFL owner or a junior, major junior hockey team owner or a professional lacrosse team owner in that realm, are you better off to not play at all? Mothball, as is being threatened, we hear, for 2021 in the CFL, and it did happen this year, not playing. Or to play and just keep the lights on.
To lose money?
What's worse or what's better?
See, I don't know enough about the numbers of anything. I like statements, and anyone that knows me knows I want to see statements and look at the numbers so that I can come up with the decision. But based on guessing, what I don't think WHL or CFL franchises or owners make a ton of money or are in it to make a lot of money. Numbers can be juggled. Money can be put through corporations. I mean, you can run a loss of, you know, $500,000 and pay yourself $3 million. And you're still losing $500,000.
And everybody feels sorry for you.
So I guess what I mean. I don't know what enough about the numbers and what's smoke and mirrors and what's real. But I don't think you own one of those businesses to make money. On the other hand, you know, NFL for sure. Those companies make money. And you go into business there to make money. Some of the Western Canadian leagues, they're very advantageous for tax. But like I just said, you can pay yourself $3 million. Not that anyone's making $3 million. You can pay yourself $500,000 and still claim a $200,000 business loss. So without knowing all that information, it's important to stay in business so that you make your $500,000.
Kaboom.
It's a fine line. You don't want to go on infinitely losing $200,000, but there's other advantages. There's got to be a reason why six or more very good businessmen own CFL teams and continue to lose money year after year after year after year.
Because they've got money to lose, money to burn?
Well, no one's got money to burn, but being a financial planner and being able to juggle numbers, let's say, sometimes it's a benefit to, you know, splitting income and paying family members and stuff through a business.
From Mandy in Edmonton, she says, if and when it becomes apparent that CFL would go bankrupt or mothballs, why not just go out with a bang and go balls to the wall with what resources are left?
Unions.
What does that mean? Throw a big party? No. Say devil may care to COVID rules and play anyways because you're going to get shut down. You're going to need to be more specific. What do you mean go out with a bang?
I think she means, okay, Toronto can't play and Montreal can't play, but Hamilton and six teams can play.
Wow. Cobble something together.
Yeah, but there's unions, there's players, there's this, there's that. And I think a lot of that's going to need to be adjusted. If there's a new CFL, if COVID does have an effect on it, if we find a solution, we just go back the way the things were, Mickey Mouse. But maybe this is what the CFL needed to tighten up some of the numbers and you know, be more synergistic with people that show up. It's TV revenues, it's players. And we talked about it off air. The union wants the owners to open up their books. And I just talked about it a minute ago. If we can't be honest with the money that's actually coming into the CFL, there's going to be no solution. So why was there no solution? The NFL, all of that, everyone knows every dime, every penny that everyone makes because they share it. It's different in the CFL. No one knows anything. No one knows how much money any team makes. And until that changes...
It's interesting that, and we only have a minute, but Bob Irvin, the voice of the Blue Bombers, in a tweet last night saying CFL players are going to need to be willing to be paid less. That's the paraphrase of it, but that's what I got out of it. You think the salaries are going to drop big time?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think $750,000 should. There should be a max salary. I don't really believe that, but you can't pay someone $750,000 and another person $550,000 and call them the same. They're not the same. One guy can't afford to eat. One guy buys a Ferrari.
Just a second, if I may. Monty's watching in Saskatoon. He says, we will have all sports back in 2021. I don't agree. We do have sports back now. You said it. You're loving NFL. You're loving your soccer started up. It's which sports are coming back. We're not going to have all sports back. Hour two. Thanks, Abu. You're looking great. Matt Dunstone next hour. Craig Smith and Dupes. CRP Show. See you on Facebook Live. Jordan has the bladder of a camel.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.